Well, good morning, good morning, and good morning to all of the Lord's children. What a joy, what a joy to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. He has done marvelous things. He has done marvelous things regardless of where you are. Your testimony this morning has to be He has done marvelous things in your life. God has blessed you. He has healed you. He's delivered you. He set you free. And wherever you are in your life, you have to recognize the power, the might, and the authority of God. I want to start this morning by saying that to you, because so often when we're going through something, we're quick to just revert back to believing that Satan has all the power, that Satan has all the say, and that Satan will get glory out of whatever is happening in our lives. But listen to me, Satan has no say. He has no authority. He has no power over your life. You have to believe that today. Your faith must tell you that God is working, God is doing something, God is making some kind of way, God is providing some kind of provision in whatever state you find yourself in. I don't care what you're going through. The Lord sends the word to you. It will pass, you will survive, and life will be lived. You don't have to worry about where you are, because where you are is a part of the journey that God has you on. You see, when I realized that, I stopped worrying about everything. I stopped concerning myself about everything. When I realized that God has everything on my journey, on His agenda, and it comes from His agenda, then I came to the conclusion that if the Lord brought me to this moment, whatever the moment is presenting, whatever the moment is causing, if God brought me to this moment, then God is going to bring me through it. I'm a thorough and true believer that God knows what He's doing, that God is working something out. My job is to only trust Him. That's your job today. Wherever you are and whatever is happening in your life, your only assignment is to trust the Lord, to honor the Lord with your life, with your commitment, with your trust in Him. Listen, sister. Listen, my brother. If you were not supposed to go through what you're going through, you would not be going through it. But the mere fact that you are is because God is permitting it to work something good in your life. When we get on the call sometime, I hear people say, God is good. And then some will say, all the time. And we would then, those of us come from the church, we'll say all the time, God is good. Well, if this be true, we cannot pick and choose when the Lord is good, because something is not satisfying our flesh. Does that really mean the Lord is not good? No. It means God is working something out of in our character. God is working something out in our lives. Saints, He's more. Who is He? The Lord, our God. He's more concerned about our character than our comfort. Our comfort dictates that we must be satisfied, that everything must be pleasing. But the Lord is saying, where I'm taking you, what I'm about to do in your life, how I'm about to bless you, how I'm about to heal you, how I'm about to deliver you, how I am about to set you free, it's going to take a person with big character. So I allow things to happen so that I can build your character and make you stronger. Saints of God, today is the day that the Lord has made. Listen, let's rejoice in who He is. Let's rejoice in His power. Let's rejoice in His might. Let's rejoice knowing that He can do anything but fail. Let's rejoice in knowing He can do anything but fail. He can't fail you because He created you. He can't fail you because He created the world. He can't fail you because He's God, and beside Him there is no other. I come to you this morning with a testimony. Here's the testimony. You're still here. Oh boy, what a testimony. The enemy did everything in his power to get rid of you. The enemy did everything in his power to destroy you. The enemy did everything in his power to put an end to your story. But God said, she's covered. He's covered. She's protected. He's protected. And every force in hell is upset. Every force in hell wanted you done. You slept last night. You don't know how many demons came up against you. I know you don't normally think like this early in the morning, but there were many demons. There were legions of demons that tried to take you out, whether it was physically, mentally, or spiritually. Physically, heart attack, blood clots, all that stuff was lurking around your life. Mentally, you could have lost your mind. Spiritually, it could have caused you to be in a zone that you've never been in your life. But God said, I'm blocking my sister. I'm blocking my brother. I'm causing my brother and my sister to get one more chance. And this time, I want to make sure my brother and sister know, had I not been on their side, they wouldn't be where they are today. Had I not been on their side, they would be sleeping in a grave right now. Had I not been on their side, their minds would have been messed up. Their hearts would have been messed up. Things would have just gone cuckoo in their lives. But look at God. Look at the testimony he's given you. Yes, the old saints used to say, and this is somewhat of a cliche now, he woke me up this morning and starting me on my way, putting food on the table because I know God is able. To everybody who can hear me today, you're the miracle that you've been praying for. You're the miracle that God wanted to give to somebody today. And instead of us looking for all the tangible things, let us thank him spiritually. Let us thank him naturally. Let us thank him mentally, because you still got your right mind. After all you've been through, after all your eyes have seen, after all your body have experienced, you're still here, still got your right mind. You called into the prayer call this morning. So there are so many who probably said, I really want to call in, but I can't. But you did. You are the miracle. And let's celebrate the Lord for that. Let's give him glory for that. Because he's good, he's kind, he's merciful, he's just, he's everlasting. And I believe that today. I need you to stand on it with me. There's a word from the Lord today I want to throw in your spirit. As I was driving last night into the wee hours of the night, I had somewhere to go with my daughter and my wife. We had a tournament, and the Lord threw this scripture right in my spirit as I was whisking past the cars and driving. He put in my spirit 1 Peter 5:7, because so much stuff is happening and people don't understand. In my role as a pastor, I appear that nothing bothers me. I appear sometimes that I'm just Superman. But the people of God, when they're going through troubles and when they're going through trials, and I'm aware of it, it does affect me, and it causes me to contemplate on it and ask the Lord, what must we do in order to make things better for this one and for that one and for this situation and for that situation? And it sets on me and it becomes heavy. But what I found out as I was driving, I'm not by myself. There are many of you who are out there, and there are things that are happening in your life, and you're wondering what to do, how to do it. Listen, 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. I want just this to be posted on your mirror in your house. I want this to be posted on your computer. I want this to be a part of your life now. 1 Peter 5:7. Listen to what it says. Cast all your worries upon the Lord, because the Lord cares for you. Cast all of your worries upon the Lord, because the Lord cares for you. There's another translation, the King James translation, put it this way. Cast all your cares upon the Lord, for the Lord cares for you. It depends on what version you want to read, but I put cast all of your worries upon the Lord, because the Lord cares for you. And this is the word I want to leave you with this morning. He's too kind to be cruel to you. He's too kind to be cruel to you. I want that to marinate in your spirit today. He's too kind to be cruel to you. My sister, wherever you are, he's too kind to be cruel to you. As a matter of fact, I can't hear you, but I need you to participate with me this morning. Normally, you're just listening to me. I need you to say out loud and repeat after me, the Lord is too kind to be cruel to me. Oh, what a word, what a word, what a reality, what a truth, what a gospel message for you this morning on this day that he has made, on this day, the 26th day in the month of April. Look at God telling you voice to voice. He's saying to you, I'm too kind to be cruel to you, which means whatever you're going through. Hear me, sister, whatever you going through, the thing, the issue, the proclivity, the situation is measured and it's timed. In other words, what you're going through, doesn't matter what it is, it's measured. He's not going to put more on you than he's going to be able to get you through. Hear me this morning. He's not going to put more on you than he is able or willing to get you through. It's measured. You may think the world is coming to an end. You may think things are falling apart in your life, but it's measured. And God is using that word measured to let you know where you are is not a hard thing. You got to trust me. That's what the Lord is saying. It looks like it's a big thing. It looks like it's a hard thing. It looks like it's impossible. It looks like it's going to fall apart your life, the world that's around you. But listen, it's measured. It's measured in the reality of your spirituality. Where are you today? Where are you today? Because wherever you are, God is saying what you're going through, what you're facing, what you're praying for, what you're seeking me for, it's measured. You don't have to cry anymore. You don't have to worry anymore. You don't have to have concern anymore. You can cast it upon me. I care for you. That's love, my brothers and sisters. It's measured and it's timed. Listen, this won't be always. I need you to buy that today. Whatever it is, it won't be always. To my family all across this country, those of you who call in faithfully, listen to me. It's measured and it's timed. And God says, I'm giving you this for a reason, but I'm giving it to you in a season. And when this season has come to an end, you're going to come forward stronger, wiser, and better. Don't cry. Don't fall apart. Don't throw in the towel. No, lift your head and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and let the King of Glory come in. The question is going to be asked, who is the King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. You are in it, my brother. You are in it, my sister. Just long enough to learn and develop something from it, and you're scheduled already to come out of it. So guess what you got to do? You got to cast your cares upon the Lord. You got to cast your cares. I never will forget when I was a younger person, a young professional. I was serving as the director of campus life at Lincoln University, and it was so much going on in my life. I was in theological seminary. I was trying to be in charge of the campus. There was violence. There was so much going on, and my wife had given me a CD. Now I know those. Some of them, I'm dating myself because we don't even have CDs anymore. But my wife had given me a CD because I was trying to be so much to so many people, and I didn't think I was gonna like the CD because it was a gentleman who was singing songs all over the. It wasn't my style. I come out of the black experience where we sang the hard gospel, but this brother was singing, and he sang a song, cast all your cares upon the Lord, for the Lord cares for you. And as I was driving up the street, on my way to seminary, on my way to school that day, and all the worries of the world was on my back, and all I would hear him kept singing, "Cast all your cares upon the Lord, for the Lord cares for you. Cast all your cares upon." And as I was driving, I sensed the Holy Spirit saying to me, "You worrying about stuff you can't control, cast it to me and watch me bless your life." I never will forget, when I got back home that night, I said to my wife, "You gave me a word while driving." She said, "What was my word that I gave you?" I said, "It was the CD. The brother ministered to me all the way to school." I just kept pushing it on repeat, replay, replay, replay. Every now and then, we got to be reminded that we have a thing, we have something we have to do. We have to cast it upon the Lord. And if you're not practicing doing it, it becomes difficult sometimes. It becomes hard sometimes. But God is saying, "Cast all of your cares upon me." Cast it upon me. In other words, throw it upon me. Don't even place it nicely. Throw it upon the Lord. "Lord, I can't fix this. Lord, I can't solve this. Lord, this is happening. Lord, I'm going through this. Now I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to relax. I'm going to let life be what it is." Because listen, when life is lifing, it will strip you. It will smack life out of you if you don't learn how to cast that thing to the Lord. The word today is a word of glad tithing. The word today is a word of lifting up your head and letting the Lord handle it. I know you're worried about it, but God is saying you don't have to. You can live longer. You can have more life. You can have more joy. But you got to cast what you're going through upon the Lord, because you're only going to be in it long enough to learn the lessons of it. That's how long you're going to be in it. Once you've learned the lessons of it, he's going to bring you forward stronger, mightier, with more, with more. Yeah, that's the good news. That's the gift of the morning. If you get through the night experience, the gift of the morning is the growth and the development that you will have. God is a loving God. God is a kind God. He's a merciful God. He's too kind to be cruel to you. Don't you dare allow what you're going through to dictate the character and the nature of the God that you serve. It may look vicious. It may seem harsh. But here's the truth. It's only blessing you. It's only healing you. It's only delivering you. Why don't you trust him today? Why don't you trust the fact that he'll withhold no good thing from you? It's what you're going through, as the old saints used to say, it's only a test. It's only a test. And whenever there's a test, it's a moment where everybody must be quiet in the classroom. And we then call upon what we've already learned. See, a test is not a shock. A test is not on material you haven't been exposed to. The test is to rely on what you already know, what you already should know. And let me tell you what you should already know, that God is a healer if you're going through sickness, that God is a mind regulator if you're going through something mental, that God will supply every need in your life. You already know these things. So whatever you're going through, you're under that test now. And what I want you to do is I want you to trust him. 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 I don't know who I'm talking to today, but the Lord has sent you to the call this morning because you are allowing worry to creep up in your life. You are worrying the concerns of this world to creep up in your life. I know what happened in Washington on yesterday while I was driving. I heard the flash that came in that somebody tried to shoot up the place at the press thing. We heard all of that, but this is what the Lord is saying: cast your cares upon me. The world will do what the world will do. The enemy will have his say in the areas that the enemy will be permitted to have his say. But God will be glorified in all that happens. God will be glorified in all that is done. I beg you today, I stand firm today, and I ask you today to cast all of your cares upon the Lord, because the Lord is too kind to you to be cruel to you. Never believe that the Lord brought you to a moment to break you. He did not. He did not. He is too kind to you. He woke you up too many mornings. He blessed you through too much to be that cruel and kind, cruel and callous to you. God is a merciful God, and he loves you, and he knows your name. He knows your situation. Now let's trust him. Let's trust him. He's introducing you to something bigger. He's introducing you to something greater. Go through what you got to go through and watch him bless you. How do we know is the question. How do we know that God is too kind to be cruel to us? Here's number one, in his faithfulness. It's displayed. It's displayed in his faithfulness. You remember what he did for you the last time? You remember how he healed you the last time? You remember how he set you free the last time? Do you remember how he provided for you the last time? God is loyal and devoted to you. You have to trust him in this moment. You have to trust him in this season. Lift up your eyes. Lift up your head. Lift up your spirit and trust him. His faithfulness endureth for all generations. Not just the last time he's blessed you. He's sitting there right now waiting to bless you again. What is he waiting for? Your trust. Your trust. He loves you. His faithfulness is the one reason why I know that he's too kind to be cruel. But there's another one. His findness. Yes, F-O-N-D-N-E-S-S. His findness. He outpours his love for you. He's outspoken about his love for you. He tells the devil what he cannot do. He tells the devil what bus to catch and what stop to get off on. He's loved you so much that he won't allow nothing to come in your life that he won't bless you through. So saints of God, his fondness, it's for you and towards you, is for real. Don't you dare allow Satan to start speaking to you. He loves you. He knows your name. He knows your situation. He knows what you're going through. Now trust him in it. But there's one more I want to give you. Not only do I know that he's too kind to be cruel to us, not only do I know because of his faithfulness, his fineness, but also because of his forgiveness. Do you know how dirty we've been? Come on, let's reason together today. Do you know how dirty we've been? Yes, to you, sanctified one, who now have given your life to the Lord, and you've been so good, and you've done some great things in your life now that you've given your life to the Lord. But do you know how filthy you've been? Do you know how dirty you've been? Do you know all the things that you could be held accountable for? But God looked beyond your faults, and he catered to your need. That's why I know he's too kind to be cruel to us, because of his forgiving power. I don't know where you are, and I don't know what you're going through, but God is not cruel to us. He's not holding a scorecard on you. That's what your friends do. That's what your family do. But the God I serve, he forgives. And when he forgives, he forgets. And when he forgets, he throws into the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember it again. Today is a day of thanksgiving. That's how I want to end the word today. I want you to go about your day, whether you go into a church house, wherever you're going today. I want you to end your day, endure your day, rather, just saying to the Lord, thank you for not being cruel to me. Thank you for not being harsh to me. And whatever I'm going through, it's only a test for the moment. It's only a situation that's going to make me stronger. It's the only a situation that's going to make me kinder and make me to be the person who you've called me to be. This day, I beg you. This day, I ask you to stand strong in your faith. This day, I need you to look at the circumstance. Don't run from it. Don't run from it. Don't run from it, because then you got to go over it again. I want you to stand strong in it, and I want you to activate your faith. I want you to activate your trust. I want you to activate your will for God to do what he desires in your life, and watch him bless your socks off. Watch him heal you in areas that you didn't think you were even hurting in. God is a good God. Stand firm in him and trust that he's got your back. Let's pray together today. Oh God, our Father, we thank you for the word of God today. The word of God has blessed us. The word of God has healed us. The word of God has delivered us. The word of God has set us free. And Father, we thank you today. Father, we praise you today. Father, we magnify you today. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you honor. There's so many on the call today who are going through things, God, and they're going through this and they're letting that happen and they're seeing this and they're going through that. But God, you're the God who heals us. So, Father, we pray this morning first for our minds. Father, strengthen our minds to trust you more. Strengthen our minds to believe you more. Strengthen our minds to hand off to you the things that are worrying us and that are upsetting us. We lift this morning Deaconess Claudia Jones. We lift her before you this morning, and we say to you, God, in the name of Jesus, have your way in her life. We heard what the doctor said. We heard what the doctor's report says. But God, we know you as a miracle working God. You've done it before. As a matter of fact, you did it all night long for all of us. And Father, we extend you to her. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for her. I pray, God, that you would go in and that you would fix and that you would turn and return her 100%. God, I don't know what your plan is, but what I do know is you can do anything but fail. What I do know is that you can heal. What I do know is that you can deliver and that you can set free. I know that. So, Father, I put you on the case, and I cast the care upon you, God. And I say, God, have your way in her life. Right now in the hospital room, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for a miracle for her life. Father, let her come back and tell the whole world, had it not been for the Lord, had it not been for the Lord, I wouldn't be here. Father, she wants to give that testimony. Give her a chance to give the testimony of your miracle working power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And I trust you, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift this morning, Brother Kenan Hunt. I pray, God, for a miracle for him as well. Continue to strengthen him, God. God, open up. God, regulate in the name of Jesus. You're able, God, and I thank you. We continue to pray for Minister Cleckley today. I pray, God, that you'll continue to strengthen him. God, pray, God, that you'll continue to lift him. I pray, God, that you'll continue to give him what he needs. We lift this morning the Rucker family. Father, we understand the transition. We know that you're God and you're able to heal the family. So, Father, we lift them up. We lift up the McCray family today. Continue to strengthen them, God, and continue to make a way for them in this season of transition. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. We lift this morning and continuously for Brother and Sister Charles Myers. We lift this morning in continued prayer for Sister Wanda Jones. Oh, God, thank you for all the miracles that you have already. Thank you for allowing us to see the miracles that you're continuously doing. We lift in this morning Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle. Father, waymaker, burden bearer, heart fixer, mind regulator. God, you're all that, and you've shown us in their lives what you're able to do. We continue to pray for Brother Ben Mobley today. Continue to strengthen him and continue to keep him. Father, there's so many people on the call this morning, and God, they brought their prayer list to the call. We don't want to omit, God. I don't know their names. I don't know their situations. I don't know what they're going through, but what I do know is that you're God, and you can do anything but fail. You know their name, you know their circumstance, and you know what they're going through. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would heal right now, that you would deliver right now, and that you would set free. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. Father, we pray for all the pastors that are on this call today, all the preachers who want to bring the word today. Strengthen their cords, God. Strengthen their minds. Strengthen their spirits, God, in the name of Jesus. And we say yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. And we say, God, have your way today. Have your way in sanctuaries everywhere. Move, God. Heal, God. Deliver, God. And we thank you. Father, we leave this call now. And Father, as we're leaving this call, remind us of the word of God today. You're too kind to us to be cruel to us. So whatever we are going through, help us to cast our cares upon us. I ask for your help, God, because some of us are holding on to stuff that we ain't got no business holding on to. Help us, God, in this moment. Strengthen us, God, in this moment, and make a way for us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We praise you, God, and we magnify you. This is what we pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Everyone have a good last week of April into the new month of May. Bless your heart.
Amen. Blessings.
Thank God for bringing us this far. Glory to his name. Praise God and mercy, Jesus. Thank you.